This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Coloradans have, for the most part, been paying bills on time in recent years, but that could be changing with inflation. Bethany Green is with the Federal Reserve in Denver.
A larger share of households are actually experiencing some more difficulty paying for their usual household expenses relative to the previous year. So we're already beginning to see a bit of a deterioration in the financial stability of households.
Green also sees a slowdown in new housing starts as demand has started to fall. A former principal is suing the Weld County School District, alleging he was fired because of his Christian beliefs. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Brian Littlefield claims he was fired last year after he spoke to a group of Christian athletes off school grounds. He claims his faith-based speech had no connection to school and was protected speech. School administrators accused him of racist and homophobic behavior after parent and staff complaints about such incidents. The federal lawsuit comes just a month after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a coach's post-game prayers were protected by the First Amendment's free speech and free exercise of religion clauses. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A man wanted on an attempted murder warrant was shot and killed by Adams County Sheriff's deputies Friday. According to the sheriff's Twitter account, deputies located the suspect outside an apartment complex in North Gwen. Soon after, deputies fired at the man, who they say had a gun. The sheriff's deputies suffered minor injuries. This is CPR News and KRCC.